And this is State Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update is brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales, and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. Sebring Police Chief Steve Repke is taking on a new role outside of law enforcement with the launch of the Young Gentlemen's Club, a mentorship program for local youth. Drawing on years of experience, Repke is leading weekly sessions focused on character, leadership, and personal responsibility. Students work through lessons on honesty, accountability, keeping commitments, and treating others with respect. The program also includes practical life skills from making eye contact and giving a firm handshake to dressing professionally and tying a tie. Participants will celebrate their accomplishments with a graduation ceremony at the end of the course. Chief Repke also says he's planning to explore the possibility of developing a similar program for young women in the future. And Michigan is expanding efforts to boost early literacy by helping educators identify signs of dyslexia before children even reach kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new two-day training program at three locations across the state. The workshops will teach research-based strategies to recognize early reading difficulties and strengthen literacy instruction. Officials say the training supports Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Every Child Reads initiative and is based on the science of reading. Organizers note about 1 in 5 people have dyslexia, making early identification and intervention critical to long-term reading success. And as summer vacation begins to wind down, the Cass City Police Department is getting ready for the new school year. Officer Coleman recently joined children on the final day of the Village of Cass City Summer Day Camp, which serves kids ages 6 to 12 with recreation, crafts, educational activities, and field trips throughout the summer. With the camp now complete, Officer Coleman is preparing to return to her role as the district school resource officer when classes resume. Police say the visit reflects the department's ongoing commitment to building positive relationships with local students both in and out of the classroom. And we will be right back after this message from Thumb Glass.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. At Thumb Glass, we're proud to be going into our 75th year serving the Thumb area residents with trusted glass repair. We offer complete automotive glass replacement, including windshield replacement and on-site ADAS windshield calibration. So there's no need to let your insurance company dictate where you go. We handle it all right here at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. We're your one-stop glass shop for auto, home, and mobile glass repair. For the best job in home, automotive, and mobile glass replacement, come see us next to Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. Call Thumb Glass today at 989-269-8131.
And we're back. Sabrina Rose Brown appeared in Huron County District Court on Wednesday to face charges of embezzlement. Prosecutors allege Brown, acting as an agent or trustee, took between $200 and $1,000 on June 26th. A plea of not guilty was entered on her behalf, with defense attorney Michelle Siv representing Brown as the case proceeds. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500, 10%, which has already been posted. Brown must adhere to standard bond conditions and is prohibited from entering any Speedy Q properties. The court has scheduled a plea cutoff hearing for September 10th. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.